Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends, I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. We left you with a cliffhanger in hour number one. Will we take the Buffalo Bills in Survivor tonight for the weekend for their game against the Miami Dolphins? Honestly, I think the answer is going to be yes. For no other reason than I want the rush of having Survivor tonight. I don't think I want to wait until the weekend. All our bets for Bills and the Dolphins coming up at the end of the show in the final hour, the Power Hour. Joining us right now is a voice that you just heard in the open, and I'm curious if he thinks, because like what he recorded for us is spectacular. Joe Buck's thing is pretty good. Kevin Harlan's thing is kind of next level. Joining us right now on the show, one of the stars of the NFL on CBS, college basketball on CBS, our friends at Westwood One, the Yes Network, Turner Sports, Netflix reportedly, I think that'll probably happen, but that's a report out there right now for the Christmas games. I don't know if we want to say that just yet. The great Iron Eagle. Iron, welcome back to the show. How's it going, my friend?
The fact that you guys go on Cameo and book broadcasters to say nice things about you, that's amazing. That shows a level of dedication to the program that I'm not sure people understand. So for $75, I'll say whatever you want. It's not a problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Bill Zimmerman, seen his paycheck, but he can afford it. At the end of this, Iron, we may ask you to do something. And Bill actually has so much money. He just wrote in our show chat, he's going to send you $150. Even though you only asked for 75. Do we have a deal at the end of the interview?
I mean, how can I turn that down? It's too good to be true. Whatever you need, you got it.
Well, absolutely love it. Great job so far this season. The team of you and J.J. Watt has been awesome. How's it been so far for you working with a new teammate? The reviews have been great. We've loved it. How's it been for you working with J.J. Watt on NFL games?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, first of all, finally to have someone to work out with that can do it at the level that I do it has been tremendous. You know, I've worked with some terrific talent through the years, but none of them are jacked like me. So it's just been nice. It's nice to go to the gym and see someone putting in the work, putting in the hours. Now, it's really been a blast. He is a great teammate. He wants to be excellent at this. He's putting in all of the time and effort necessary to be elite at this job. And he's a Hall of Fame player. The guy did it at the highest level. You can sense the respect when other players come in the room, when we have our production meetings. And then he's just really good company. He's just a good dude, which is the added bonus in broadcasting. You're going to spend 20 weeks in some form with this person. So it's a much better and more enjoyable job when you actually like the person next to you too. So that's been really nice.
Ian, far be it from me to make this about me, but I may do that right now. When I used to work at CBS back in the day, when I worked for CBSSports.com, I used to host some college football shows with Brady Quinn. Brady's like a foot taller than me, and they used to make me stand on a box so we'd be at the same height. And I hated standing on the box. I would rather just be a foot shorter than him on camera. So you and JJ in week one had that great shot where JJ's standing and you're sitting. And he's so big. It doesn't even almost matter like how big like you or somebody else is. He's a giant of a man. And then you did the reverse of you standing and him sitting in week two. And you're a bit like, what's it like down there? It was really great. Does CBS ever want you to stand on the box? What do you think of the box in general, like short broadcasters having to stand on the box?
Yeah, the weird part is they had JJ stand on the box week one. That made no sense. I think somebody was so wrong on the math. That's the part that was so irrational to me when we came on camera. Like, why are you on the box? That makes no sense whatsoever. No, you know what's funny, Nick? I avoided the box for the majority of my career. I don't know how. For 31 years, I've figured out a way to balance it out. We sit in high chairs, and my torso is I guess, long enough to make it work. But that one took me by surprise. I was not anticipating that was going to be the look when we came on the air. We did not have a chance to see it. There was definitely some commotion prior to doing the on-camera. And then at that point, when I looked at the screen coming back from break at MetLife, I said, oh, I better lean into this, because if I was watching at home, this would look absolutely ridiculous to me. And then obviously it went viral. And yeah, I had the idea for week two to just reverse the role. So we'll find some common ground. I don't know how we're going to get there, but I feel very confident that we will eventually get there.
I don't want you to have to reveal industry secrets if you don't want to here, but I'm genuinely curious because I laughed out loud at the Mike Jones bit that you guys did during the Rams-Titans game this past Sunday, because I grew up listening to Mike Jones. Did you know who Mike Jones was prior to that when J.J. Watt said who, which is the whole gimmick with Mike Jones? I do that for Mac Jones. Anyone with the last name Jones, I do that bit on the show. Did you have any idea who Mike Jones, who that was prior to that with J.J.?
Yes, I actually did. I've done that on the air at various points on other broadcasts based on being a fan of the Houston rapper. I'm familiar with his work and definitely knew about it when it became a thing. That particular moment, which was so funny, we mentioned the Super Bowl thing, and the director who was working the game last week, Andy Friedman, somehow got Mike Jones. That was not necessarily expected. The actual Mike Jones from the then St. Louis Rams who made the Super Bowl winning tackle. So I'm locked in looking at it on screen, and they pop in my ear. There's Mike Jones. I'm like, is it? And it was, and then JJ tossed in his thing, and then the play started. So there was really no going back, but I am familiar with the rapper Mike Jones, yes.
You mentioned the gym and like going to the gym and like JJ's obviously jacked. I swear to God, I thought this yesterday. So you and your son Noah are doing the front office sports thing, right? And you guys are both like on set together. I'm looking at you guys like your kid is jacked, man. Like he's got a huge arms, right? Like what kind of workout routine is Noah on right now?
No, he's very dedicated. I'm not even being facetious. He's all in. He's a workout warrior. He's a 7 day a week guy. He is very much about that life. So what's been interesting for me, because we definitely have a lot of similarities, I get the benefit of seeing a younger, better looking, in shape version of myself when he's on television. It's actually pretty cool when you think about it. How many people get to experience that in life? But I get that every Saturday night when he pops up on the NBC Big Ten Game of the Week.
I know it's just a report right now, Ian, that you will call one of the games on Netflix on Christmas and your son will call one of the other ones. If you'd like to make news and confirm that, we wouldn't be opposed to that. But if you want to just say it's a report for now, I'm curious if... When like, is that the ideal Christmas for you as opposed to like sitting around the tree wearing like matching pajamas like me and my family do open up presents, or you and your son both calling a national game for the National Football League on Christmas Day?
What I can confirm at this moment is that Noah and I have been booked for the second season of Hunting Wives on Netflix, but that's all I can say. For now.
Okay.
I'd rather not get into the details. But if you're a big Malin Ackerman fan, which I know you are, Nick, look out.
I wish I got the reference. I was hoping you were going to say Great British Baking Show, if we're being totally honest here. You better, you bet on this Thursday. Our guest is the great Ian Eagle. He will be on the call of Steelers-Patriots this Sunday on CBS with J.J. Watt. You've been in, Ian, a million pre-production meetings, obviously, and the big story this week as it regards that is Tom Brady and the potential conflict of interest there with Brady, who owns a piece of the Raiders, and he's on Monday Night Football in the coach's box with the headset on. And I'm not looking for network-on-network crime here. Obviously, Brady works for Fox, and you work for CBS. You know, Ben Johnson did his press conference and said, you know, Brady can turn on the film and know exactly what everybody's doing. Like, he's not going to be able to gain any information here. You've been in a million of these. I'm just curious, and not asking you to bash Brady or anything like that, just you have unique perspective here. What's your opinion on the Tom Brady potential conflict of interest here that has really taken the internet by storm?
Yeah, so the whole production meeting part of it is very much individualized to the group that you work with. My point being, no two are alike. It's not as if it's the same dynamic no matter who's calling the game. It's based on relationships. It's based on how much time you're around them, familiarity. Have you had that team over and over again? Are you seeing the same coach 5-6 times a year? Are you seeing them over the course of 15 years in their coaching career? Quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Are you seeing them time and time again? Is there a rapport being developed? So the idea that any broadcast crew just walks into a facility and they're getting inside information is just not true. It doesn't work that way. But if you put in the time and there's a trust factor, yeah, there is a scenario where you might get a little something that's helpful to you for your Sunday broadcast. And maybe it's not something that has been in the newspaper or in the press conferences the whole week. So no matter who, if you asked me, an analyst at CBS, at Fox, at ESPN, or at Amazon Prime Video, I couldn't tell you what the nature of their relationships are with the players and the coaches, because that is a real personal thing. Tom Brady, Ben Johnson's right. He can look at the film and he can figure out what the team is doing. He's not going to the facility, so that's something that the NFL decided that they weren't comfortable with. There were teams that were not comfortable with it, and Fox and Brady agreed to it. But this year he has been allowed to Zoom in to talk to coaches and players. My sense of it is that even if he wasn't allowed a year ago, he was still getting information Tom played in the league a long time. He's got a lot of friends that are still playing in the league, that are coaching in the league. If he wants to get information, he could pick up the phone and call somebody and get whatever he needs. So I think the optic of what we saw on Monday night is what threw everybody that, oh, this guy's on headset. He is intimately involved in what the Raiders are doing. And maybe nobody really wanted to go there. They just assumed, no, he's an owner. He's a figurehead. He's not. He is very much engaged in the process of trying to make that team better. Now, you can form your own opinion as to whether or not that's a conflict of interest. But I'm not sure this year is a whole lot different than last year.
Ian, in about 30 seconds, in your preparation for Steelers-Patriots, what's the most interesting storyline regarding that game to you?
The storyline that has popped off the page is the lack of defense for both teams. The Pittsburgh side is a bit shocking because certainly under Tomlin and with the personnel that they have, you figured that they would be highly competitive on that side of the ball. They have not. And with Mike Vrabel taking over the Patriots, a lot of new faces, yes, but they also have struggled. They've been very leaky, a lot of missed tackles. Which team is going to fix it in time for this matchup on Sunday? And then obviously the old and the new, Rodgers for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the young Drake May for the Patriots. That quarterback storyline is also very juicy.
I can't wait for the game, and the betting market has it as a pick 'em, so a really interesting one. Final question. Have you informed your wife, Ian, of your plans to get that divorce so you can get remarried so Femi and I can serve as groomsmen at your next wedding in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, she did retain a lawyer, which means steps are being taken. I explained the extenuating circumstances, and she gets it. I think she's on board. I don't know what else to tell you. She listened to the show, and she understands. So we just moved to phase two for you guys. You got to tux up. I don't even know if you own tuxes, if I have to rent them for you, if Bill Zimmerman has to do it. Whatever. We'll figure out. We'll do a GoFundMe page. Whatever we need to do, we'll get you in the right headspace for the event.
The problem is that Femi's a lot taller than me. I may need a box to stand on for photographs. Ian, you're the best. Stay well. Have a great call this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. All the best. See ya.
Ian Eagle joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we will finalize our Survivor play for this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to Femi's things in a few moments. We'll finalize our survivor plays in a few moments. But Femi, you're tall, so you never had to stand on a box, right, in your broadcasting career. But have you ever seen anyone standing on a box?
Oh, yeah, all the time. People stood next to me on a box when I was in Spokane. Like, we had like our sports show, like a half-hour sports show, like our version of SportsCenter.
What was it called?
SWX is what the network was called. So it was called SWX Tonight. It was very, like, and the SWX is like sports and weather, which okay. WX and local news.
I was hoping for like a really, hokey name.
Oh, no.
Like the Sports Spectacular or something.
Yeah. The Inland Northwest Sports Spectacular.
With Fred Schmaltz. By
Fastenal. Exactly. It was,
who
it was
your co-host?
Fastenal. Shout out to them. I'm actually going to her wedding next month in Denver. Lindsay Joy. Shout out to Lindsay. She
great,
was
a. Is that
co-host.
Her real name?
It's a real name. L Joy.
It's a great name.
Love her. Yeah.
L Joy.
Yeah, she's a Zag.
Allman sister.
Exactly. But no, she was awesome. And I'm going to her wedding next month. But yeah, she wasn't like super short. She's like, I don't know, like 5'7" or so, but like they made her stand on a box for some reason. I don't know why they felt like she needed to do that.
Because you're like what, like 6'4"?
6'3".
Yeah, that's why. Because it's a huge, I'm like 5'7", 5'8". You're a lot taller than me.
Yeah, but it wasn't like J.J. Watt, Iron Eagle, you know? Like, yeah, like I'm taller than her, but like, I mean, not everyone's the same height. I feel like people can, like,
Bill,
it wasn't distracting to that point.
Well, Bill, Papa, Bill, how tall is Iron?
Bill is currently popping on.
Okay. I am not 100% certain. I think he's about 5'6", 5'7".
Who's taller, me or Iron Eagle?
I think you're probably pretty similar. I'll text him. We'll get an answer here.
I have to tell you something. If I could fire your ass right now, I would. If I had the authority to. I am not 5'6". Like, we can have I poke fun of myself all the time. I am not 5'6".
You're not on Tinder no more, bro. You're good. Don't matter.
I know, but I'm just saying that. It's like, can we... Like, hold on. Here's my driver's license. Hold on. Ready? What does it say? It says 5'7" on my driver's license.
I was going to say, make sure you block out your address if you have that up there. But, yes.
Like, unbelievable, man.
He's like 4'11", you're similar height.
Dude, the thing is, like, I got a scratch and claw for everything, man. I can't have things taken from me. Like, you can't say I'm 5'6". Like, that's a horrible thing to say.
And JJ Watt's like, what, 6'5", I believe?
No way.
6'4", 6'5"? He was tall. Yeah, he's very tall.
He's like 6'8".
Oh, no, he's not 6'8", no. Let me look this up here. J.J. Watt.
He's at least 6'6".
Football reference. They have him at 6'5", 288 from his playing
Dude, he's... I think he's taller.
I think he's like 6'5". 6'8", I feel, 6'8's like Calais Campbell.
Google says Iron Eagle is 5'7".
Good, then I'm taller than him. Because I'm 5'7 and a half. Hey, bitches.
Scratch and claw for everything, right?
Listen, nothing comes easy for short people. So they used to make me, when I worked with Brit, when I used to do these shows with Brady Quinn, we would like stand next to each other to film the intro for it. And like, how tall is Brady? Can you look up, how tall is Brady? He's got to be like 6'5 also.
Yeah, I think he's in that ballpark there, Brady Quinn football reference. Here we go. Brady Quinn listed as, they have him at 6'4". So okay. 6'4", yeah, well, 232
well,
for
yes,
Brady
well,
Quinn.
Yes, he's taller than me.
6'4 and a half, perhaps, maybe.
I actually think, In 42 years of constant demeanment, I think the most demeaning thing was having to stand on the box.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Like I've had many instances where I have been thoroughly embarrassed in my life. I said, I don't remember what it was, but I told one of them on the show once and Jake wrote in the chat like, man, like that's really bad. Jake, do you remember what it was? It could be like one of like men. Oh, I know what it was. It was when I had like long hair and I had my hair in a ponytail. And some girl made a comment like, I don't remember what it was. Like, it was like the guy with the pot. And I was just like absolutely devastated.
You just said like, they were crushed. Laughing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Makes you reevaluate a lot. Maybe even everything.
So, well, what it made me do was go get a haircut. So maybe it was for the best. I think the most demeaning thing I think was having to stand on the box.
Even more than the point and laugh. I mean, like the box is just saying, like, yeah, like, I mean, like, I guess the point, like the hair you have control over, like you have no control over your height. Your height is your height.
And like Brady's, I love Brady. He's a great guy. He's a ball buster. And he's like looking at me, like laughing at me basically. And like, I would do the same thing to him if there's like, I have no beef with Brady, but it was just like, honestly, like I don't care how much tall, like, do I have to stand on, like, everyone knows he's taller than me. Like, why are we, and you look ridiculous because like when you're on camera, like right, wrong or indifferent, this is not a statement that like you're the man when you're on camera, but you're like the center of attention, right? Like everyone is there to make you look good and sound good. Like all eyes are on you.
Yep.
And I'm standing on, I really wish we could curse. I'm standing on an effing box. It's like announcing to the world, I'm short. I would use the M word that Lee Corso once famously used on College Game Day, but everyone's getting canceled left and right these days, so I won't.
Yeah, it's like, I know the FCC's been busy, but still, don't let that fly.
Yes, I mean, yes, looking like if I were a Game of Thrones, we were Game of Thrones character, Femi would be the Mountain and I'd be Tyrion Lannister.
But here's the thing with the box, though, is that, like, unless you have, like, a very trained eye, if you're just watching, like, most people probably can't tell when someone's on the box, you know? If your frame is, Brady Quinn has like a big frame, I'm sure, broad shoulders.
No, like you're right about that. Because the assumption if you're watching is probably like, yeah, like you are right about that. I know something about it really bothered me. And I have pretty thick skin. Like, I don't think I get bothered by stuff that easily. Not as I've gotten, when I was younger, I used to. Now I don't really. But for some reason, like that always kind of stuck in my craw. Wait, Bill, pop on here. Bill has been texting with Ian Eagle. Bill, tell the audience your text exchange with Ian Eagle.
So Ian let me know his height. Ian is 5'6", and he says, I'm honest about my height, unlike Nick.
So what, is he listening to the show right now? Like, Ian, like, what the hell, man?
Ian, cancel. What do you like tonight? Side total and prop.
Bill, cancel the Venmo. Cancel the Venmo to Ian. $150 bucks. He's not getting it. Well, everyone's writing in the point and laugh at the bar is worse. I don't know if they pointed and laughed. It may have just been like, just laughed.
You just overheard them. Like you overheard them saying like the guy with the ponytail, which I mean, might as well be a point.
Actually, Femi, I have to be honest. It's actually like really funny. Like it really is.
It is.
20 years after the fact.
It was a verbal point is what it was. Might not have been physical, but verbally they were pointing at you. And then like, they proceeded to laugh.
Like you want to die in that moment. But like after the fact, like it's really, really
How
funny.
Old were you? How old were you when that happened?
20?
Yeah, man, that's like that. Yeah, it was real. It's you're still tough, figuring man. Things out. You're not secure at that point. Like that's tough, man. Like at that age, that's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, you look at the guy over there. Can you believe it? Like, dude, what?
When would you say the age when like you? And this implies that you are, which I have no doubt that you are, but just like to say that. What is the age that you feel like you became like whatever your definition of secure is?
Yeah, like have like high self-esteem secure. I would say probably late 20s, like towards the end of my time in Spokane. It was like
I strongly like, I was like agree 20, with your
25,
age.
26.
Like late 20s. Like
25,
I agree
26,
with that.
Like heading into 27. Like that's when I started to feel like, okay, like I don't care what people think. Like this is who I am. And like, you know, like you're out and like, this is before I met my wife. Like you're out like, hey, like you might go up to a woman and like they reject you or go up to whoever you are attracted to. They might reject you. And early 20s, it's like a body blow. Late 20s, on to the next, like whatever, you know, I just didn't care at that point. So yeah, like that stuff, like once you kind of mature a little bit, you're in the workforce for about a handful of years, you start to kind of realize that this stuff actually doesn't matter that much and you'll find who you want to find.
I will say that, talking about body blows. So well, I'm 32. This is 10 years ago. It's almost, I worked with Bill for a long time at Sirius XM and I left to become a talent at CBS where like I worked with Brady Quinn 10 years ago, next month. So October 2015.
Yeah.
And I was like super confident both in like my ability, like I was like I'm going to kill this, and also like I'm going to slay South Florida.
Yeah. I had a fun time.
But then I mean I did. But what you realize very early when you come from a cold weather climate and you move somewhere like South Florida or Florida, whatever, anywhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
Is like when you live in New York or a cold weather, like Jake and Bill are from whatever, like you're a cold place. You don't have to be in shape in the winter. Like you just have to like look decent in clothing. You don't have to be right. In great shape. Like, and like that's, and like that goes for women too.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's warm, like think about it, right? Like you want to be in shape when it's warm. Like you wear less clothes, like you want to look good. When you realize very quickly, is that it's always warm and everybody's always in shape. Man, what a blow that was.
The eye in the sky
that
don't
tough.
Lie.
No, 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 it doesn't.
Don't lie.
No, like, it doesn't.
In Vegas, moving here, I'm like, I got rid of all my jackets. I'm like, all right, man, like we can't be getting loose, you know? Because like we're out there wearing t-shirts and shorts for like a majority of the year. So yeah, it motivates you. That's for damn sure. As opposed to like, oh, it's winter. I can kind of just like whatever and wear like whatever I want to wear because everyone else is cold and miserable. Nah, man. The weather's nice. Ain't no hiding.
Bro. The guy with the ponytail.
It's not even that. It's the laugh is the worst part. Like, that's the one. Because, like, it could be the guy with the ponytail and they smile. And at that point, you're like, hey, but it's the guy with the ponytail, LOL, but actually laughing.
Could you feel my pain with that story?
Secondhand embarrassment. When the first time you told that story, I was like, oh, and it's many years ago, but still.
it's like 2 decades ago.
It's because we've all experienced the body blows, but like not in that fashion. But
I mean, that's like kidney failure, like shot to the kidney.
That is,
yeah,
that's a body blow from George Foreman.
Yes, that's a rough one. I'm selling everybody grills. All right, you better rebet on this Thursday. Tyler, pop on with us, please.
Yeah.
What you looking at?
Let me see your grill. You want to see
Let you want to see my what? Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Tyler, tell the story that you're referring to in the chat, because this is a really good one, and then we'll finalize Survivor.
Yeah, real quick, people know like in college there was a game people used to play when it was with some females around. Blank, marry, kill. The girl I liked was picking. So, and obviously you have to pick a person in the room that you want in that each scenario. And she go immediately. It's me and my two friends. She goes kill. Tyler, and at that time I liked her a lot, and that was a body, bro. That was, and it's also like I wasn't a bad. It wasn't fair. My friends I was with were 6'8" and 6'4", so it was just like it was bad. I felt awful at that, but now like I don't really care. But I still remember that one though. That was a tough one.
So
you know
just,
what?
Wait, this is important. Like, did she kill you first, or was it like F
yes.
this guy, marry this guy,
nope.
kill Tyler?
It was like Tyler getting off the island,
off
like first one.
Which is,
yeah, off
which
rip,
is,
done.
What
no
do you think, what's worse?
Tyler's.
I think, yeah, that's pretty tough. Especially since I liked her, too.
You didn't know those women, unless you did, Nick, but like you didn't know those women, like whatever, like who cares what a stranger says? Tyler knows this person and like actually really likes her. And she just said, no chance in hell.
What's her name?
I'm good now because she's married with the kids, so we don't need to talk about any of that stuff. We don't need to put out names out there.
Do you want to tell us?
It divulges the name.
I'll tell you during the break. Yeah.
I don't care about. I don't want. I don't really want to know. I think it's funny to say it on the air. All right. Yeah. So Jake writes and he's right. Jake says Tyler's story is worse than mine because it's not even funny in hindsight like my story is. Yeah, it's bad. killed. That's, dude, that's terrible.
I still remember it.
Did your boys give you grief?
We have not talked about it since. I think they got it. Everyone understood the message there. Yeah, they're like my best friends.
Text both of them and say, hey, do you remember this?
All right, I will text them.
And then I want to know what their reply, and then send us the reply. Maybe we'll read it on the air if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I don't care.
Do we want to take the Bills?
My last word is yes.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we don't want to think about taking Atlanta.
I think Seattle's the only other one, but I think Seattle's actually going to end up being the most popular this week, since this is probably the game where they're going to be the biggest favorite. So I don't want Seattle. I want Buffalo.
We want Buffalo.
Yes.
Is it worth discussing it anymore, or are we jumping through tables right now?
I'm ready to go through tables.
Wearing the chicken wing hats. Bills Mafia.
There's going to be no better spot to take Atlanta.
It's hard to map out. Injuries happen. But for this week, I think this is our best way. Zig one other Zag.
Bills Mafia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Circle the wagons.
Woke up this morning. Picked the Bills in Survivor. All right, let's do it. On the other side, Femi's things in the world of sports betting.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to Femi's betting things coming up in a few moments. We have finalized the Buffalo Bills as our Survivor play for week number 3. Jay Croucher, Rob Bazzola join us next hour. 1 hour from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. I just told a story in the chat, which I'll just briefly recount here, where without getting into the details. So my buddy likes this girl. I match with her on a dating app. I kind of like blow her off a little bit. Like I wasn't a jerk, but I just like stopped answering her. We encountered her out one night, and I was wearing, like, I don't know, man, like, probably a shirt with, like, a couple buttons open.
Hamburger meat?
I'm like, no. I shave my chest at least once a week. That's a, people may or may not be surprised. I'm also like Greek and Italian. Like I'm walking around like the woolly mammoth otherwise, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah.
And she destroyed me to my face. Like, look at this AC Slater wannabe.
Don't forget, right?
Mario Lopez. The thing is, this Mario Lopez is actually like 106 and looks younger than I do. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show. Femi broke down NFL award markets. It's all awesome. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Iron Eagle on the show as well. Also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're watching the show right now on YouTube, like and subscribe. Don't be a freeloader. Like and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And our show sponsor is BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app. And please, gamble responsibly. Bill Zimmerman is here to read the responses from the real ones on YouTube and Twitch only. If you responded on Twitter, you're bleep out of luck. Bill, what do we got from the real ones? Best bet for the Bills and the Dolphins.
Really quick, we got a flood of these, but a lot of you didn't include your rationale. Include your rationale, you're getting on the social segment. But here we go. Space Baby 23. The Khalil Shakir reception yardage, 42.5 yardage, seems a bit low. Oh, it's over. You know, Jason Davis, Prater over 1.5 field goals.
Can I ask, why the Ozempic joke there? It's okay, but if Khalil Shakir were fat, like, I would understand it. Like, he just was just like, oh, like, over starts with O, so we're gonna do the Ozempic bit. Yeah, I don't get
Debo it. Samuel bring that over. Up with Space Baby.
Yes, yeah, like yes, Debo Samuel's a good one because he's fat. Yes.
Jason Davis says Prater over 1.5 field goals. Island game kickers 11 out of 14. He's got a long-winded answer here, but Prater over 1.5 field goals. 11.5 field goals.
Here's the Bill Zimmerman experience. Send us your rationale, unless it's too long, in which case I won't read it. Please continue.
Jacob B. Ray Davis over 21.5 rushing yards and Ty Johnson last TD. Bill's blowout will give the secondary guys some run.
Thank you very much, Bill, for the Real One submissions. YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you guys very much. And I feel like a proud papa every time we have people giving out the backup running back last touchdown scorers in a projected blowout game. That's as Bill's old boss, Chris Mad Dog Russo, would say, that's a good job out of you. Let's find out, Femi.
The Costos playbook.
Is that out of my playbook?
Yeah. Last TD score, backup running back?
Yeah, well, that's what I... Yeah.
I'm saying.
I just spent like 30 seconds saying that.
No, I understand. I was just talking about, like, from, like, a football standpoint. Like, this is your Bill Walsh. And
whose microphone is on? It's like blowing their nose. Like, in, like, disgusting fashion. Like, so we fess up here. Whose microphone was just on? Like, what was that? All right, so Tyler says not him. Bill says Mike Brown says not him. So Jake?
It's my microphone.
What were you doing? What was that?
It wasn't. So I told you and Bill, I've not told the crew this, but a couple nights ago, my wife and I got a dog, and apparently my dog has allergies or something. So it was doing that.
What's the dog's name? Willow?
Willow, yeah. She's a good girl. She's been great this whole show, by the way. Like, I don't think anyone's noticed her or anything like that, but...
Can I tell the story quickly? So, do you mind if I tell this? Like, our phone conversation the other day? So, the other day, Femi gets on the phone. Was this yesterday?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Was it? Yeah, 2 days ago.
All right, so.
Or no, it was Femi yesterday. It was actually yesterday.
It's just like, this is when you hit in the football season. It's like, no one knows what day it is. And that includes me. So, Femi starts the call, and he's like, I need to tell you guys something. I'm like, your antenna always gets raised in moments like that, right? When someone's like, I need to tell you something. It's like, oh, like, what could this be? Femi goes, last night, my wife and I, and I'm thinking, like, they're having a baby. This is awesome. and I'm very happy. And I went from very happy to being very upset. Because the news was not that him and his wife were having a baby. The news was that they adopted a dog. And in my head, I'm thinking, a fur baby. And in my head, I'm thinking, great, like, can't wait for this dog to be, this puppy to be barking the entire show while we're on the air. I actually think in that moment, I was like, kind of an ass. I was like, is the dog going to be barking during the show? That was like my first reaction. It wasn't like, congratulations on your dog. It was like, is this going to screw up the show?
You said, after you said, do you think this is going to affect the on-air product? You said, God bless. And then you said, congratulations towards the end.
Yes, you know, listen.
I was just like, I'm just as concerned, believe me.
I mean, like, what was that noise? Like, where is the dog right now?
She's like 1 foot away from me, just on the ground.
She's a good dog, man.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. She doesn't make a whole lot of noise. This was always going to be a nerve-wracking experience, but got some toys next to her and everything, and she's got a little bed off to the side. So she's been doing awesome. Like, I don't think anyone's noticed. And
We haven't, just until
off to a good
now.
Start.
I would say, I honestly agree. Brief story, and then we'll do, I'm sorry. So I want to say, because you prepared the segment, you know. So it was, I want to say 1996. And I say that because my family moved out of the apartment I grew up in Queens in 1997. So this was like right before that. So my sister is like, this is one of several times in her life that she did this. God, I mean, like, she would get her way eventually by just wearing my parents down. Wearing them down.
It's a good way to do it.
She would bitch and moan that she wanted a dog. Because we had a dog, and the dog's name was Murphy, and Murphy died. Murphy had died. And we eventually got a dog named, when we moved out of that apartment, we got a dog who was like my favorite dog of all time, named Hobbs. But in, you know, like Calvin and Hobbs. That's actually where we're from. But in between that, we adopted this dog. I want to say the dog, I should text my sister. I think it was a Jack Russell Terrier, I think. And we lived in like a pretty small, not like the smallest apartment of all time, but like not a big apartment in Northern Boulevard in Queens. Mm-hmm. We named the dog Penny. I didn't name it that.
That's a
stupid
name.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't like
better
their name?
Than Willow.
I like Penny.
Yeah, better than Willow.
I don't know about that.
No, Willow's better. And I think we had
Penny. Willow slander.
I think we had Penny for like two nights. And the entire night, both nights, all you would hear was, it would, this thing wouldn't, it went nonstop. And everyone, like in the surrounding apartments, heard it and complained. We had to give Penny back.
Penny no more. So where's Nickel?
Can I say something? Can I say something? Honestly, like I don't think I should say what I want to say.
I'll say, but to your point, like about your sister wearing your parents down. I mean, that was my wife in this whole thing. She's been asking for like 4 years. Where's the dog? And I always had the excuse we're in our apartment because we just moved recently, just bought a home this past summer. It's like the whole move and stuff like that. We talked about that all throughout the summer. But like my excuse was, well, we're in an apartment. Got not enough space. You don't want to bring her into this environment or bring a dog into this environment. Let's wait till we buy a home and we get some more space. Well, that ended in June when we got more space. So we're like, it became like you're done. This is like an engage eight on Madden. I'm just taking on pressure at all times. Just like, when's the dog coming? When is the dog coming? When is it? I'm just like, okay. I told her, I was like, October, whatever, October. And then she finds like on like the website of like the foundation or whatever. It's like, I love this dog. This dog. My rule was I want a dog that's like at least 10 months. So it's not like in like the full puppy stage.
So
and
smart.
She just fell in love with that. She fell in love with that dog. This dog is 3 months old, but it's been behaving. It's been 2 days. Let's hope that continues. Every day is an adventure. And so far, we're off to a good start. But puppies, as I had a dog growing up, can get a little bit shaky sometimes. So fingers crossed, everything goes well.
I texted my sister, what kind of dog was Penny? She just answered, LOL, some sort of Jack Russell mutt, as far as I can remember. How many days did we have Penny? See what she says. But for right now, listen, we're not going to get to the content. We'll do it tomorrow on the show since we cleared Survivor already. I want to hear, so we're kicking Russ to the curb. Russ is our imaging guy, at least as far as things is concerned. We had Brad Evans who you'll hear on the show next hour, record things for us. Jay, can we hear the new imaging with Brad Evans voicing it, please?
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
I have a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russ is better.
Wow. See, like I said yesterday, or whatever day it was when he did the audition, I think he's holding back. I think we spooked him on the Russ thing of like Russ being so like globe and all that stuff. Where he's like, okay, they want this to be
You're so right.
He's holding back.
I want Brad to do an impression of Russ, but I want Brad to do it instead. Because it'll be funnier with Brad doing it.
That's what we're after. Yeah.
Because Russ is trying to be like movie voiceover guy. Like Brad is just trying to be Brad.
Yes. Russ, his normal velocity is like 84 and he's trying to throw 89. Brad can throw 97 and he's like trying to throw 89. So like, like you can just tell. You can tell he's holding back. So
how is
back to the drawing board.
How's the thing, speaking of which, how is the thing's content? I did not look at any of it.
It was great. It's evergreen. We can do it tomorrow. Hey, guess what? Great. Find out tomorrow on You Better You Bet.
Did we book that third guest for tomorrow, Friday. Bill, or not yet? We only have two guests for tomorrow? Oh, I didn't tell you. I booked Abundo. He's coming on tomorrow. I texted with him last night.
Oh, there we go.
This is a conversation we should probably be having off air. So on the air, you got it.
Look out for Anthony tomorrow.
Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. Jay Croucher kicks off the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight to close the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.